I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on the Unsolicited.
It's time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out. They do it every time. Just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me.
Okay, just go right into the break. I'll be right back.
It don't matter what race, creed, or color.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
In 2010, millions of people were awakened to the question of what. Now the next question that remains to be answered is, why in the world are they spraying? An investigative look into one of the many agendas associated with chemtrail geoengineering programs, weather control. Why in the world are they spraying? Premiering and streaming live August 18th at the 3-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying? Order your copy today at www.whyintheworldarethespraying.com. Watch the premiere live August 18th at the 3-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TheraVim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Hey everybody, this is Meg Robin. This is the Youngsters of Opinion. How are you today? Tell you, technical glitches happen all the time. I couldn't get my Skype to work on my one computer. I couldn't get the mic to work, so who knows, you know? I'm telling you, you got an eye or what is it? What the hell is it? And you know what? I took a commercial or a commercial course. Boy, it's going to be a good show today. I took a course in computers. What is it? They're on or off? Ones and zeros, right? Well, one it must have had a one screwed up where there should have been a zero or something. Anyway, just is what it is. It's the way the stuff goes. And it's life, you know? It's just life in the big city. Now, listen. I have another great guest lined up today. I'm going to bring him on in a second. He's been on with me before, but I want to give you a little information. I want you to get Officer Jack McClam's book, Operation Vampire Killer 2012, rather. The number to call, 208-935-7852, 208-935-7852, and you can get one or 100. They'll make a deal with you, and all of the proceeds just go back into printing more books, and that book needs to get into the hands of our law enforcement and our military. They don't know what they don't know, just like the rest of us, okay? We have all been hustled and duped for how long? For forever, okay? It's been the greatest con job of the century in the history of the world. So, one of the ways to undo that con is to get information out to people. Knowledge is power, okay? It is simply as simple as that. 208-935-7852. If you go to my website, there is a link to right on the main page, front and center, and that scrolling thing that's going across the top. There is information on Officer Jack McClam's book, where to get it.
where to send the money, how much it costs, the table of contents, on and on and on and on and on. You get the picture, just do it, okay? Simple as that. Listen, my guest this morning is Minister Derek Grayson. He calls himself the Minister of Truth, and I'm telling you, we can't have enough truth, can we? Got enough of the other stuff, we don't have enough of the truth. The Minister of Truth, TMOTOFGA. He's going to yell at me when he comes out. I'll bring him out and he can correct me. Because I didn't write it all down because I had these technical glitches and I'm discombobulated. So let me bring him on and he can straighten us all out. Hey, Reverend Grayson, how are you today, kiddo?
I'm doing fine, Maggie. How have you been?
You know, what are you going to do? Sometimes you eat the bear, sometimes the bear eats you, you know.
Absolutely.
So tell me, let's get it out there. T-M-O-T of O-F-G-A, right?
Yeah, T-M-O-T-O-F-G-A, T-M-O-T of Georgia.
Okay. And that's the name of your YouTube channel, correct?
Yes, ma'am. And my website is tmot.net.
tmot.net. Okay. All right. All right. Let's get that straight here right from the get-go. So anyway, so, you know, I didn't have this planned, but it's funny how things go, Reverend Grayson. And, you know, it's so important. The divide and conquer strategy that has been used through the ages to divide people is such a perfect strategy to use. Because while you're busy fighting each other, you can't fight the people who seek to oppress you and enslave you. And that's just a basic fact. And what I want to try to do is try to figure out how we can wake people. Oh, I've got this cough I can't get rid of, too. We can wake people up to the fact that they're all being hustled, that we've all been hustled from different angles for a very long time, so that we're not fighting amongst ourselves, that the serfs aren't fighting amongst ourselves as we have been, and that we realize who is really trying to enslave us, and we band together to fight against them. Because I'm telling you, the way things are rolling here with what's going down, Minister Grayson, all hell's going to break loose before they put the final cage around the planet. So what do you suggest? I saw something just this morning, ironically enough, and this goes to the Black Panthers that want to something to the RNC down in Florida. Our feet will be on your mother effing necks. I know it's rhetoric, but the bottom line is a lot of people take that rhetoric and they roll with it. And how do we get to the people who believe that it's just the rich old white men keeping them down when it really goes much deeper than something as what seems to be as simple as that? What do you do? What do you say? I can't get people to watch a stupid video for an hour. You know what I mean?
Well,
you can't. What do you do to these people?
Attention spans are short, which is why I don't do long videos on YouTube. I try to keep my videos under 5 minutes because people have been groomed to catch news and information via cycle in which they give in 30 and 90 seconds and that delve deep into the matter is long since gone for many Americans. But the issue with, I did a video about racists. For the most part, racists, they killed. I'm concerned about race. Maybe times before, they will always be with us.
Listen, hang on one second. Mr. Grayson, every other word that you're saying, Derek, is breaking up. I can't understand what you're saying. I'm going to have the board op disconnect you and call back in, or they'll call you. I'm not sure which way we did it, but call back in because the sound, I can't understand what you're saying. And if I can't, sure. I'm sure nobody else can either. So let's do that, and they'll reconnect you. All right. Listen, everybody. Number to call in the show this morning is 877-488-5350. 877-488-5350 is the number. And my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Get involved. I'm telling you, lots of information on my website. I'm going to link to Derek's websites as well. You watch some of his YouTube videos, you know, because he just calls it like he sees it. And that's always a refreshing thing to me. I like that kind of stuff a lot. I know a lot of you people know I like that kind of stuff a lot. So anyway, listen, it just is what it is. 877-488-5350. I'm not sure if we've got him reconnected or not. Derek, are you back with us? No, he's not with us yet. All right.
Right here?
Yes? Now? You with us now?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you now. That's better. So go back to what you started to say because I couldn't understand a word of it. Go ahead, please.
Not a problem. I said that, you know, races pretty much are always going to be with us. They will always be a part of our society, no matter where we are in the world. And it will be based on skin color. It can be based on religion. It can even be based on sex. However, the powers that be know how to play to those heartstrings. There are two things that went out on the news cycle earlier. But before I tell you about that, you were making a point about what do you do and about videos, getting people to listen to longer videos. I've come to understand, even in my YouTube videos, anything more than 10 minutes, nobody's going to listen to, because the media has groomed the American populace to go with 30, 60, and 90-second blips, and that's what they call the truth, without understanding what it is to dig deep into a particular story to get at the real meat or the heart of what's happening. Today, Joe Biden, well, not today, it's in the news cycle, but Joe Biden used the phrase, and they're going to put you back in chains.
Now,
we know what he's trying to evoke, and we know who he's playing to. When he speaks of the they, he's speaking of the big bad white man, and when he talks about chains, he's trying to remind the American Negro of slavery. Let me pull it at those heartstrings and get them to understand you best go back out there and vote for Obama. And for the white folks that are on the side of the liberal democratic movement, he's pulling at the strings. Oh, well, you know, I don't want those chains on me like what they used to have on the slaves, so let me make sure I vote for him. And of course, he's been being criticized by the Mitt Romney camp. But then somebody on Mitt Romney's camp got up and said, when they talked about a policy that somebody had voted for, and it may have been the Obama camp, I'm not really sure, but he used the term knuckle dragger. So, you know, this is what folk are talking about, and they use phrases or catchphrases like this because they know the American people are going to fall for it, and they will vote based on emotion and not truth.
They're the button pushers, aren't they? I'm telling you.
Absolutely.
You know, when you want to get under somebody's skin and get right to their core and just really make them like Tasmanian devils, that are the closest to you or know how to push your buttons, typically, you know.
Right.
There's
a state that is going to implement a new voting policy where you have to show a picture ID, and the Democrats put forth somebody who is in their 90s, and here's the story. Now, they didn't mention her race, but here's what we'll get out of it. The story is, this is going to hurt people like this woman who has been voting all her life. She's 94 years old, and because of her age, it will be difficult for her to go and get a valid copy of her birth certificate so that she can get an ID. So what they're saying underlying that is, this woman is black, who probably was born during a time, you know, when blacks didn't have access to certain things where they could get a birth certificate, et cetera, et cetera. But that's the image that people will see in their mind. And so people will start saying, yeah, this is a racist policy, because the Democrats said this is going to hurt the poor and disenfranchised. And they're talking about blacks. So this racial thing is always going to be with us, but it's up to us as Americans to look past the BS and see what is actually taking place in both our parties and stop allowing ourselves to be played. And that's just that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I think people need to be forewarned is forearmed, and I have all kinds of people on my show, Minister Grayson, because I like to hear from all kinds of people with all kinds of opinions, I should say. I have all kinds of opinions on my show because I'm a fan of free speech and the free exchange of ideas. I don't care what it is your opinion may be. Listen, I hear the cue music. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Minister Derek Grayson is my guest. Tmot of GA is his YouTube account. We'll be right back in three.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ion and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial-size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org, RNA drops.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Everybody, we're back. This is Maggie Rodden. My guest this morning is Reverend Derek Grayson. Minister Derek Grayson is the Minister of Truth, TMOTOFGA. TMOTOFGA is his YouTube channel, and TMOT.net is his website. You know, you were talking about using shorter videos. And that's a really good idea to get, like this friend of mine, I've been trying to get him to watch this one-hour documentary on what happened to the USS Liberty and the sailors on that ship. And now he's telling me, I've been asking him, have you watched it? Have you watched it? Because, I mean, I'm like a dog with a bone. I don't give up on some things. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not going to get away without giving me an answer one way or another. And then I'm probably going to slap you upside the head because you didn't do what you should have done to get more information into your brain so you have more knowledge is power. So anyway, he tells me, oh, well, he's got a lot of kids, and, you know, he just can't get to his computer for an hour. It's like, well, then watch it. I'm going to tell him. Watch it in 6 10-minute increments. I'm going to say, listen, this is what you do, okay? Simple as that.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you. It's just amazing. It's very frustrating to me. Maybe it doesn't bother you to the degree it does me, Derek, but I'm telling you, it just makes me so insane when I listen to people. But I know why. I know because we have been so manipulated. You know, the media, the propaganda that has been out there, and the propaganda is so thick, and they're so good at it. It's incredible, absolutely incredible. I was reading this book written by a man who was locked up
He was a member of parliament in Britain, and they threw him in jail on this Regulation 18B charge, which is like the precursor to our Patriot Act, where they could just throw people, lock them up, you know, without judge and jury, you know, the whole nine yards. And they claimed that he was trying to, he wanted to overthrow Britain, when in reality what he was doing was exposing the international bankers, the handful of international who were Jews, the international Jewry that was undermining what was happening in a lot of nations. And that's what he had come upon and stumbled upon, and their revolutionary tactics, Bolshevik revolution, the revolution in Spain and that, and he realized this. So instead of, they twisted it as though what he was trying to fight, he was actually trying to overthrow the government, which of course was absolutely false. It was totally inaccurate. And then they tried to claim because he was a fan of Hitler, because he was opposed to this group, a small group of people. It is a small group of people. It's not the whole group. It's not the whole group of people who are Jews. It's a small handful of people. He was against them and what they were doing and undermining their despots. And they tried to twist it around as, oh, if he's against them, he must be a fan of Hitler. I mean, please.
Well, they did the same thing to Martin Luther King, our own CIA, in order to discredit him. Anytime someone steps forward and attacks the status quo, threatening their reign of tyranny,
yep,
they will do whatever is necessary to silence them. And I'm going to tell you something. It is not beyond the realm of possibilities for an armed revolution to take place here in America in the coming years, because as more and more people are awakened, especially those that are in the Ron Paul movement and the millions of young people who are coming to understand what the Constitution is really all about, because there has been a resurgence and an interest in knowing what the Constitution is all about, because there are many people out there who have not a clue what's in the Constitution. And probably the most important of the amendments would be the 10th Amendment, which spells out what the government can't do. Yet we have been allowing them to do these things. And as more and more people step forward to try and put an end to that, you will then see our government start to use these drones with lethal force, start to use American troops with legal force and illegal detentions, indefinite detentions. You will start to see those things come about. Why? Because they don't want us to mess with their thing.
Yep. Yep, that's absolutely right. And I've been trying to read a lot of books from people who, you know, been long since gone, for often some of them decades. And one book I read, the authors wrote it in 1798. And it's just a mind blower, because we have so limited access to this information. Obviously, they don't want us to know what's been going on. You know what I mean? Keep the masses all churned up and pit one group against another. Now, I certainly believe that people need to be aware of what's going on, not because I'm against any group, but I want people to be safe. And if you're in an environment where people are churned up because they've been pitted one group against the other, you need to be paying attention to where you're going, kind of a thing. That only makes common sense, but because I say that doesn't make me dislike black people or illegal aliens or anything. But if I'm going to go somewhere where a lot of gangbangers are hanging out, I'm going to be forewarned and watch my back. That's common sense. It wouldn't matter who you are.
Well, I think the gangbangers are the least of
the least of our problems.
The
you're
least
right.
Of your problems, as far as white folks, gangbangers only kill their own. They kill the kids in their neighborhoods. Other gangbangers, they are not. They're not about protecting the rights of Americans. They're about protecting a street corner. So they're the least of our concern. The racists out in the wilderness who think that blacks are going to rise up against them and there's going to be a race war, they again are the least of our worries. They ain't got to worry about no black folks coming out there in the wilderness to try and bother them. Our problem is our American government. That's where we need to be turning our focus to.
Hang on. We're going to hit a break. 3 minutes. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Everybody, we're back. My guest this morning is Minister Derek Grayson, the Minister of Truth, and his website is tmot.net, and his YouTube channel, where he has tons and tons of little videos up there. TMOTOFGA is the name of his YouTube channel, for those of you who like to go to YouTube and listen to what people have to say. I would agree with you, Derek, that the gangbangers aren't our major problem, and I know the stats are off the charts for the black-on-black crime, but because of this rhetoric being played out there, this one's for Trayvon, there is an increased incidence of race-based violence. But so you need to be aware of that, but how do you get past that to get these people who are engaging in this all across the spectrum, how do you get people to turn their attention to the real culprits? How do you get them to pay attention to what the government's really doing and how we're being hustled?
Maggie,
how do we roll that back?
Some people want to hate. That's just who they are. There are some things you do. There are some things you are. I just, you know, I spend my time focused on the real enemy, and that is the American people that have fallen asleep at the wheel and keep allowing the same bastards in Washington to return and become career politicians and bring about all of this oppression that we are starting to feel here in this country. So I'm focusing on waking up Americans that can be awakened. I'm not worried
okay.
about the Black Panthers. I don't give a damn about the Black Panthers because they aren't going to do anything but talk. The Ku Klux Klan, I don't give a damn about them because they aren't in my neighborhoods killing the kids on the street or pushing drugs. So I'm not focused on racist. I'm focused on the government that plays to the racist strings, to those who sit back and can be influenced. So I want to put as loud a message out there as the Joe Bidens, the Mitt Romneys, the Obamas, any of the other ones who are playing the racist card, I'm going to do the opposite and play the truth card. That's what I do.
How do we get people to see beyond that, to behind that curtain, to focus their attentions on that? Though I know you mentioned your videos you're doing, but what has been, do you think, the most successful strategy to use?
Finding what we have in common. You see, if a racist is unemployed and I'm unemployed, I say, hey, you know what? We're both unemployed. Let's first address the issue of why we're both unemployed. Now, I didn't cause you to lose your job. You didn't cause me to lose my job. Why did we lose our jobs? Ah, you know what? We both work for AT&T. And all of the customer service jobs that we both once held, they are now being moved overseas. And people in India and China and some of the other Asian companies, they are now handling those calls. Ah, but why did they go overseas? Politicians make all of this stuff possible. Ah, we have something in common. It has not a damn thing to do with race. That's how I deal with folks. I get them to see, because I tell folks, regardless of our race, our religious beliefs, or any of those things, if we look down at the nitty-gritty of just being a human being, an American, we have more in common than that in which we don't. And we need to focus on the things that we have in common. I did a video that I caught a lot of flack about, Israel, the enemy of my enemy. Folks, because they just hate Israel, they just don't care, they can't understand the fact that if Israel has a common enemy that's killing them and they want to kill us, then Israel becomes my friend up to the point of where we deal with that common enemy. Here in America, our common enemy is our government. That's our common enemy. And that's who we need to be targeted on. But the only way we can fight our government is to get other Americans to wake up and understand what our Constitution is about, get them to see how our government violates the Constitution, our constitutional rights, constitutional principles on a daily basis. That's the only way we're going to do this. And, Maggie, I'm going to tell you, people are waking up every day.
You know, I was listening to, and I can't remember this guy's name because I had never heard him before, and I just stumbled upon it going through some YouTube videos I was watching. This man, he had been a union rep. I don't know his name, but he said, you know, kind of exactly what you're saying. He said, I'm more angry not at the people who are trying to pull off this con all across the world, this handful of international bankers, whatever you want to call them, Zionists, it doesn't really make much difference. I'm more angry at the people who have allowed this to go down than the fact that these criminals, this cabal of criminals, is trying to accomplish this world enslavement. I'm angrier, he said, at the people who've just sat back and allowed this crap to go on and done nothing to stop it. Because people got their head, they have their heads in their sand. They truly do. And then they use all these labels, Derek, to silence anybody who speaks out or brings information out to people about what's really going on. Because I'm going to tell you, until you start to look at the voices from the past and realize that history repeats itself and do a lot of research to really understand, we are all at varying levels of having been deceived, and we're at varying levels of awareness of what really went down, and it's incredible. It's a mind blower. But people need to take a little time to really do some research and stop saying, okay, I can't listen to this one because they're a white supremacist, or I can't listen to this one because he's a Louis Farrakhan, or I can't listen to this one. Do you know what I'm saying? I've realized, Derek, that the more voices that I listen to, everybody's got something to say. So the more it offers me the ability to be able to put pieces to the puzzle together because it's a mammoth puzzle. And the pieces go back centuries. And there's a piece from here and there's a piece from there. And the more I read and the more I listen to all these voices that I would not have necessarily given the time of day to them heretofore, I've now decided, wait a second, let me listen to what they're saying before I just automatically blow them off and say, I'm not listening to anything he has to say. What is he saying? Because I've been told not to listen to him. So let me listen to what he says. Let me hear for myself what he's saying, not what they tell me he's saying on the 6 o'clock news. And that's what I've been doing to try to educate myself onto what's really gone down and what is going down and try to figure out strategies to fight this. Because I'm telling you, I'm not going to make a good slave. I know you're not. And I don't know anybody who would. So if we can give them the ammunition of knowledge, then they're going to be able to direct their energies.
Yes, you and I are on the same page. And here, with what you just said, here's what I use to get people to understand about taking the time to listen to what is being said. I tell folk, for those that believe in Jesus Christ, and even those who don't but have heard of Jesus Christ, I tell them, we know Satan, he is known to be a liar. If he says that the sun seemingly rises in the east and sets in the west, that makes it no less true. So my point is, you know, there's information out there, but we will never be able to understand the concept of eating the meat and spitting out the bone if we aren't willing to at least sit down and listen. And that's why
absolutely,
when people come to my videos and they make a comment, based on their comment, I know whether or not they listen to my 2 to 5 minute video, and I tell them straight up, you are not worthy to ask me a question because you didn't even take time to listen to the video. Be gone, get thee behind me, Satan. So
there you go.
Willful ignorance will not be tolerated in my presence.
And it is, isn't it, though? It's willful ignorance. It is so tough to get through to people. And I have to tell you, honestly, Derek, I just don't have the personality to suffer fools gladly. You and I are probably a lot alike like that. And I just can't take it. After a while, I can only hit my head against that brick wall so many times, and then I just am no longer very pleasant and sweet, and, you know, honey is no longer dripping out of my mouth, to say the least, you know. And, it's just, you know, people are trying to give us information. They always are. They always have been. But we have this, as you said, willful ignorance. We have deliberately chosen not to hear what they say, not to listen to them, to discount them for whatever reason. Oh, they didn't finish high school, or they didn't this, or they didn't that. You know, I mean,
absolutely.
I'm telling you, it's incredible. We got to blow past that somehow.
And one thing that I've come to realize, the survivalists of America that were once labeled, where all were once labeled, right? If you're a survivalist, you got to be a racist. You know, that was the word that the government put out, the media put out, and people bought it hook, line, and sinker. But as I've gone back and met some survivalists, I've come to realize, see, they saw this coming. They saw the erosion of the Constitution, you know, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And they were preparing to fight the common enemy of Americans, and that's the government. But mm-hmm. many of us didn't see that. But see, I see that now. I didn't see that before. And I thought, no, our government, come on. No, man, you're going to. But, yeah, I understand where they're coming from now. I understand.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really a mind-blower. The more you learn, I've learned more in my life, I think, in the last few years, and I'm 55, than I had my whole entire lifetime, or it certainly seems like that, because it's just like I'm on this mission to get as much information in my brain as I possibly can and then try to figure out how to get it out to people, because, you know, I understand where these people are going and what they want to do to the world, and I just and what they have done to the world, the millions and millions and millions of people across the planet who have been, their lives have been horrendous because of the small group of people who seek to just totally rule the world. And what's coming will be absolutely incredibly unbearable and horrific if we don't figure out a way to get people to wake up and get past their willful ignorance.
Yeah, well, you know, one thing for sure, I don't think I don't know if you've heard of Oath Keepers. But
yes.
Okay. Well, you know their stance that we will not engage in activities against our own fellow Americans based on orders. And I know I'm simplifying what they stand for in toto, but our government realizes it would be difficult to get our troops, for instance, to go to a school or surround a school, for instance, and open up on a bunch of kids unless they had the necessary legal infrastructure in place that could force such a thing. You know, it's not like we're China. So what we're trying to do it by paper, through executive order, through legislation like NDAA of 2012. We want to make the corrupt politicians want to make as much of it as illegal as possible. And what they would rather do, instead of having to do armed insurgents, so to speak, against American people by our own troops, they would rather weed out the voices of those who are crying in the wilderness and saying, beware, and have them disappear. Because like Martin Luther King said, a lie can't live forever.
A lie can't live forever, yeah, really.
That's right.
No,
but
no.
What shortens the life of a lie is those who stand up and tell the truth.
Yes, absolutely. Hey, Minister Grayson, we got a caller from Florida. James is on the line with us. James, go ahead, please.
Hi, Maggie. And,
hi.
Derek.
Hey.
I've got a comment here that one of the greatest complicit, compliant groups of Americans is the American military, who are enabling this juggernaut, this satanic juggernaut, to have its military thug mentality in control. I mean, it's Luciferian, it's satanic, and the ones most responsible are the treasonous, complicit, compliant military that are going along to get along, and they're the ones doing the greatest. They're the biggest gang that's doing the most damage, and this needs to be severely pointed out at every turn, that it is our own military that is serving as effectively as the synagogue of Satan, okay, and serving in that capacity. That's my take on it.
Derek, you want to comment, and then I'll make a comment.
Sure. I served in the U.S. Navy, discharged honorably. I know for a fact that if somebody told me to go and kill innocent women, innocent children, I would refuse and go to jail. I knew other guys that were as honorable as I am. But I also know that soldiers are supposed to follow orders that they believe are legitimate. When you provide people with false information, misinformation,
yeah,
you can become complicit. But once you know the truth, things change. So I don't think it is it's my place at this point in the game to bash our military. It is my place to call out those who are in charge. Those are the ones who need to be exposed. Soldiers need to always understand that you follow orders without question, as long as you understand that you're not doing something immoral or illegal. And soldiers know if they're doing something wrong or not. So I'm not going to bash service members, because I know when they go to fight, just as I did, we were willing to give our life for this country and what we believed was just and right. I'm not saying that there aren't bad seeds, because there are. There are bad people in everything. But I'm not going to paint the entire military with the paintbrush of being a thug.
Well, you know, James, that's why I'm always talking about Officer Jack McClam's book, to get that into the hands of the law enforcement and our military, so that they are told the truth and given information, because, you know, they are given false information. And, you know, that General Smedley Butler, he wrote about how war is a racket, because our military is controlled by the same handful of people. There's no doubt about it. That is absolutely a fact. It's not fiction. This is factual stuff. And James, I want to thank you for calling. Derek, are you familiar with the USS Liberty?
Yes, the ship, right?
Right.
Yes.
Right. There. Are you familiar with what happened to the USS Liberty?
I don't recall the details, but it was
okay.
I don't recall the
okay.
details, so don't make
well,
me
I'm, I'm good. I'm going to make you have a longer attention span. I'm going to send you a link to watch the documentary done about the USS Liberty. One of the surviving sailors of that show actually has a show here on RBN on Friday nights. Derek, it's a mind blower. I never knew about it until just the last few months, and it just blows my mind. Keep your friends close. Keep your enemies closer. We've got another caller. Roy, I'm going to grab you quickly, Roy, but we're going to hit a break. Go ahead.
Yes, actually, I just wanted to comment. No, the military would never surround a school and fire on it willingly. However, what most people don't understand or realize is there are Russian special forces in country. They've been here now for over a year. There are more coming in, and there are UN troops here also under the guidance of our U.S. military.
Hang on, Roy. Hang on. I'll hold you on through the break. We're going to hit another break, 3 minutes, then we'll hit the final segment. Don't change that dial. Minister Derek Grayson is on with me this morning. We'll be right back.
Answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I don't know about the rest of you folks, but Texas has been mighty hot recently. Apparently, we're not the only ones feeling the heat. I just heard yet another commercial by an outfit stating that you could buy 3 of their seed banks for less than the price of 1 of ours. Okay, so score 1 for the other guys. But honestly, why would you want 3 of their banks? You're still not going to get the number of varieties or nutritional value that you'll get in just one Texas Ready Liberty seed bank. Heck, we could assemble a 20-variety kit with 5,300 seeds, pack it in a tin can, and sell it for $39, too. But we're not interested in pursuing the feel-good market. We only care about providing families with a means to become self-sufficient, and that doesn't happen with 20 varieties of seed. We don't sell water filters, we don't sell keychain flashlights, and we don't sell wishful thinking, either. All we sell are seeds, because that's what we know. Go to the other guys for all your folding shovel needs, but go to TexasReady.net for your seed bank. We trust your family is worth it. That's TexasReady.net.
Hey, everybody. This is Maggie Rod. You are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. My website is 3 words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. And I forgot to say this in the beginning. I'm going to say hello to everybody's listening, all the other little networks that carry my programming. I thank you for doing that, and I appreciate it. Derek, I want to, I guess our caller from Richmond. Oh, I'm telling you, this cough is killing me. Hung up, but I wanted to comment on that USS Liberty. This documentary, the USS Liberty was a naval ship that was in international waters when Israel was engaging in their Six-Day War in 1967. Israel attacked this USS Liberty. And they tried to sink it. They didn't, but they killed 34 men and wounded and injured numerous others. And our government told these sailors that if they ever spoke about what happened to them and what was done to them, and Israel knew it was an American ship, they wanted to get America involved in their war, and so they were going to sink our ship and blame, I believe it was Egypt, for that. Our government told these sailors that if they ever spoke about it, they would be court-martialed.
Wow.
Yeah, mind-blower. I never knew that. And this Phil Turney, who's on Friday nights here, I'm telling you, Derek, when I heard that, I thought, you know, well, that sums it all up for me, and it's a mind-blower. And going back to that guy I was listening to, who said, you know, he's more pissed off at the people in this nation who just sit back and allow this to occur. So we're in deep doo-doo here, but I'll send that documentary to you. I'll send you a link to it. It's called Dead in the Water, and I was talking to Phil yesterday. There's another one he mentioned as well. So I'll send you both of them. But it was a BBC documentary done, and I don't think it ever was aired in this country, Derek, of course, understandably so, because most Americans have no clue. I didn't. I'm 55. No idea what really happened then.
Well,
it's a mind blower.
It still goes back to those in Washington, and we are the ones who send them to Washington.
Yeah.
The military brass, they follow orders too. You know, I'm not saying that you don't have some corrupt military brass members that go their own corrupt path, but for the most part, all this stuff is driven in Washington. And, you know, there's no way that we are going to turn it around unless we start to doing what we need to do, starting at the ballot box. And if the ballot box doesn't work, then that's when we reach back to that old Second Amendment, a well-armed militia. Okay.
Honestly, it's very true. So the American people, they need to have information, though. There's no doubt about it. They really need to. They need to forget all the old ideas that we had of, oh, you know, they're our buddies, these people are our buddies, that group is our buddies, or don't do this. Or, you know what I'm saying? We need to throw out all that way of thinking, and we got to start listening to all kinds of voices that are out there that you would never have given the time a day to before, because I'm telling you, they've got a piece of the puzzle. So that you will, the light bulb will go on in your head as to what's really going on, what's been going on. To me, Minister Grayson, this is all biblical. It really is. I mean, and I was into the Bible back in my 20s. I used to go to Bible studies and that stuff, and I had read the Bible. And so when I hear a lot of these different things, it's just like, wow, you know, if you ever had any doubt, you can't have any doubt anymore. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Folks tell me, well, T-Mont, this is all biblical. I say, yeah, I know it is, but Jesus said, occupy till I return. So that don't mean that I sit on my behind and not try and fight it. So I fight. And we talk about listening to the voices. The one voice that we should have been listening to, who's been crying in that wilderness for 30-plus years, Ron Paul. He's been talking about these wars. He's been talking about the Federal Reserve.
Hang on, I got to cut you off. I hate to do it, but we are going to Oz. We've got like 5 or so seconds left. Derek Grayson, thanks again. Always a pleasure. And I agree with you. He has been a voice in the wilderness. Listen, chin up, everybody. I'll be back tomorrow. T-Mont of Georgia, the Minister of Truth, will be right back. Or we'll be back. We won't be back. Somebody else will be on. Take care, everybody.